Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
Hey there, this is H-Town Wheelhouse with your daily Astros podcast. That's right, I'm flying solo tonight after a big oof in Game 3. The Houston Astros failed to sweep the Oakland A's. But as we know that the Oakland A's are a team that is scrappy and a team that will not go down without a fight. So today on this podcast, we will talk about what happened, what was up with Dusty Baker's moves in the end, and why, oh why, did we let Liam Hendricks get one over on us. That's right. This is H-Town Wheelhouse. You can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. My co-host, who's not with me tonight, you can find him at Eric Talk Stros. Tell him hi. Tell him what's up. He'll be back tomorrow, hopefully discussing a Game 4 victory. You can get Locked On Astros on Apple, Google, or Spotify. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play the podcast, Locked On Astros. Let's get into it right now. I am not going to spend the entire show talking about the last two innings of the game because there was a whole lot of baseball played before that. Trust me, I will cover the Dusty debacle, as I call it, in the end of the game. But as always, a manager sets things up and the pitchers have got to perform. And we'll talk about that here in a little bit. Let's get into this and let's look at what happened in this game. Starting off in the game, since the Oakland A's were the visitors, they got on the board first, scoring one run in the top of the first inning. Then the Astros would come back and make it a 2-1 ball game. That's right. They would make a 2-1 ball game after Jose Altuve hit a home run, his first home run in a while. And we were like, hey, here's Altuve. There's no way they're going to lose this game, right? Well, that was wrong. Nobody scored in the third inning. And actually, Oakland tied it up in the second. Nobody scored in the third. And then Oakland came back. They went up 3-2. Then they went up 4-2. And it seemed like the A's were going to skate into a victory easily. Jose Urquidy had given up 4 home runs. They were all solo shots. And so that was the least amount of damage that could be done with the long ball. The Astros would have a thing to say about it in the fifth inning, where they would pile on 5 runs against the Oakland A's. That's right, 5 runs in the fifth inning. The Astros, you would see Gurriel walk, then Adlebnis Diaz, the unlikely home run hero at the moment, tied the ball game. Then Maldonado lined out to third on a bunt. Springer was hit by pitch. He was 0 for 3 today with a hit by pitch. Altuve would then get up and he would reach on an infield single to third. It was like a swinging bunt. Springer's on second. Then Brantley singled to center field. Springer scored. Brantley to second. Jose Altuve got caught going to third in a rundown. Another base running mistake. Ugh, good Lord. We could have maybe had 8 runs that inning. Could have changed things a little bit, but it didn't. Bregman doubled to deep left center. Brantley scored. Then Correa was intentionally walked at 6-4 at that point in the fifth inning. Then Kyle, don't call me Mother Tucker, singled to shallow center, scoring Bregman. Tucker to second, Correa to third. Then Yuli Gurriel would end the inning. The inning would end with no errors, 5 hits, and 5 runs. At that time, your Houston Astros were in a commanding 7-4 lead. That is, until the Houston Astros gave up a game-tying home run. That's right, Josh James came in, and he shut things down against the Oakland A's. Grossman walked, Laureano grounded into a double play, Murphy grounded out. So, Dusty Baker had enough trust in Josh James, where a lot of fans didn't, and he comes in, and Semien singled to left. On the fourth pitch, he got 2 balls and then a foul ball. He got a single. La Stella gets up. He singled to right center. His first strike was looking. The next was a curve he left hanging over the middle of the plate. Then, what do you know? Mr. Chad Pender, hometown home run boy for Oakland, hit a 360-foot shot to right field, scoring three runs, tying the ball game up. But he would get out of the inning after that by getting Davis to pop out, Olsen to fly out to center, and Canada strikeout looking. So Josh James went in, and to the demise of many Astros fans, they were wondering, why would you put Josh James in for two full innings? He hadn't even pitched in the ALDS. We don't even have confidence in his stuff when he's good because he's been so shaky. But Dusty Baker's the manager. He makes the decisions. We cheer for the team. We don't get paid the big bucks, but we can see from our chair, from our quarterback chair, that the Houston Astros did take some missteps in their managerial decisions. Thus, the blame for that probably goes on to Dusty Baker. A couple things they could have done differently. Urquidy could have not given up four solo home runs. That's not Dusty Baker's fault. If he gives up two less home runs, we're still talking about a 7-7 game going into extra innings, because the Astros did not score after that seventh run. Think about this. The last two games, the Houston Astros have scored in innings 1 through 5. That's right, they've scored in innings 1 through 5. They scored a total of 12 runs in the first 5 innings, 2 games in a row. The last 2 games in a row, innings 7 through 9, those 6 innings, 2 games combined, 0 runs. That's right, I know the offense came alive and we scored 10 runs, but we didn't score anything 7th, 8th, and 9th inning in the second or third game. That is not a trend that can continue if you want to beat the Oakland A's. Dusty Baker wanted to put him away yesterday. He was not able to. So today, you're listening to this podcast. It's 10-8-20, and we are on the day of Game 4 of the ALDS, and the Houston Astros are going to try to come back from this loss, because what had happened in this game, it was 7-7. Robbie Grossman walked. Luriano doubled to right, Grossman to third. Then Murphy hit a fly ball to right field, fighting off the sun. Our right fielder found the ball but was not able to throw the ball in on time to get the out. So it was 8-7. Simeon walked. LaStella was hit by pitch, and it looked like his elbow was shattered. Oh my God, LaStella looked like he was writhing in pain. I saw that it was a contusion, and the x-ray showed that there was no fracture, so that's a good thing. We don't ever wish players to get hurt. I mean, other fan bases can wish for our guys to get hurt. Other fan bases can wish for our guys to go down and get hit in the head, but we're not going to wish that on other people. That always comes back to bite you in the butt. So Pinder hit the sack fly to right. Luriano had scored, and Simeon was to third. Orff ran for LaStella. So Orff came in, ran for LaStella. Davison struck out. It was 9-7. That's all the Oakland A's would need. Then the moment you've all been waiting to talk about, the eighth inning. That's right. Hendricks gets up, and guess what? Correa singles to left center. Tucker reaches first base on catcher's interference. Correa is at second on that error. Then Gurriel pops out to first. Diaz grounds out to the catcher, Tucker to second, Correa to third, and due up, Martin Maldonado. Wait, not so fast, not Martin Maldonado. That's right, Dusty Baker's debacle, as I call it. Now, it was a mistake, I thought, for him to put Reddick in that spot, but as fans, you've been calling for Dusty Baker to not shy away from the analytics that the Houston Astros have used to their advantage for the last several years. So he was. He played the StatCast percentages, and Reddick was 5-for-13 against Hendricks going into this at-bat. It started out good for Reddick. He got the first two pitches where balls were way, way high and outside. Hendricks threw an expletive out there. He was pissed. His four-seam at 97 on both those pitches. Then he basically threw a four-seam fastball, 7 straight pitches. Now, someone had said he threw 5 pitches in the same area. When you look at the strike zone, a lot of them pretty much were. They were all 3 swinging strikes except for 1 foul ball. The 6th pitch was a foul ball, and when, you know, Reddick would strike out. And in anger, he would slam his bat on the ground. He'd break his bat over his knee. And all of Astros Nation, including yours truly, went absolutely berserk. The WTFs, the what the hecks, the see I don't trust Dusty. Why did he do that? He left James in too long. Then he batted Reddick in place of Maldonado. Why would you pull Maldonado? Well, here's the bottom line. You pull Maldonado in that situation because you got a guy 5-for-13 against a pitcher. You hope that he comes through and he hits a rocket to right field where you can score the guy from second and third. You tie the game. And then you hope you take the lead, and you don't need Martin Maldonado late in the game. Maybe you give him some rest. But it didn't work out for the Astros that way. Then they would go into the bottom of the ninth. Springer would strike out swinging. Altuve would pop out, and Brantley flied out to left. Here is what I think we can see the silver lining in the loss. Hendricks, who is their closer, went three full innings. That's right. He pitched three full innings in this game. He got the win. He had four strikeouts, but he threw 37 pitches. His pitch count will be very, very limited tomorrow. The Astros, they did not use any of their key relievers. They didn't. They put out Blake Taylor, who didn't do a bad job. They put in Josh James, who started out okay. Rayleigh did not do too well, obviously. Then Scrub came in and had a pretty clean inning, two strikeouts in one inning. And so Scrub you could probably use again. And tomorrow it looks like if we don't hear that Greinke is going to start, maybe you have somewhat of a bullpen game, much like the Oakland A's. I know a lot of Astros fans out there. I know what you want. You want to see Mike Fiers on the mound. And you know what? Here's the thing. If you're at home and you're like, I just got home from work, the Astros are in the third inning, and I'm hungry, and I don't want to go to the store, I don't want to go to the restaurant, I've got the perfect solution for you. You need to go to Postmates. When you need red wine at 4 p.m., you need sushi at 9 p.m., or a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m. in the morning, or even ibuprofen after a game loss like the Astros had in yesterday's game, you can Postmate it. It's your personal food delivery and grocery store that will go everywhere for any kind of item that you want. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will bring it to you. They don't take holidays. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will find it for you. For a limited time, Postmates has given our listeners $100 for free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. When you download the Postmates app, anything you need, anytime you need, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with the code LOCKEDON. It looks like the Oakland A's have named their starter for the game at 2:35, Frankie Montas, and the official websites of ESPN, MLB, and all of the sports pages are saying undecided for the Astros. So like I said, more than likely going to be a bullpen type of game where the Astros are going to, I assume, use Enoli Paredes, use Christian Javier. Maybe you come back with Lance McCullers. You save him if you need to go to a game five. So there is no telling what direction the Houston Astros will go for this game. So the Houston Astros, they do still lead 2-1. But this is the Oakland A's. And I know the Oakland A's history as of late, or in most recent memory, they go to that first round or they get that wild card and they lose. Well, they beat the White Sox, and a lot of us thought the White Sox would beat them just because of their young, potent lineup. They beat them. Everyone thought the Astros were going to get beat by the Twins. So you have the most unlikely of opponents, the division foes. And the A's are not done. They are not dead. So the Astros have to come out tomorrow determined. They have to hit the ball. Dusty Baker cannot leave pitchers in too long. Dusty Baker cannot pinch hit for guys that don't need to be pinch hit for. Maybe Josh Reddick needs to sit this one out. I don't know. I don't like to talk bad about Josh Reddick because I really like him. He's just one of my favorite players out there. He's great to have on the field, but right now he's not getting it done. Why not throw in a Chaz McCormick for a pinch hit? Why not throw in, heck, I don't know, Miles Straw? I know Miles Straw has been mainly a base runner, but let Maldonado get a hit. If you're going to move anybody into that spot, put Miles Straw in for him when he gets a double. That way he doesn't try to leg out a first to third and get thrown out at third. Miles Straw, I think, plays a key role in the game tomorrow, scores a key run. I'm going to predict that the Astros win a close one. I'm going to say it's 6-5 Astros. It goes down to the bottom of the ninth where the Astros have a tie game and they win it with a walk-off win and they go into grand fashion into the ALCS. Now, I am trying to keep tabs on this because I would like it to be current once you hear it on air on Thursday the 8th. But right now, as it stands, the Yankees are getting beat right now 8-4 in the bottom of the ninth. So the Rays are up on them 8-4. And if the Rays win this game, it looks like the Rays will have a 2-1 lead in this series, which would spell serious trouble for the New York Yankees' hopes to return to the ALCS. The Astros saw their ALCS hopes put on hold, but tomorrow we still live to play another day. And this, I think, is a must-win. You don't want to push a Game 5 against Oakland. You want to get out of this before the other teams get out so you have enough rest. You have more days rest than your opponent coming up. I'm predicting the Astros finish things up, go to the ALCS. They're celebrating. You can go to Academy, hopefully, and get some gear. That's right. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to hop on over to Locked On Fantasy Sports and check out the Locked On hosts there. They know everything there is to know, whether you're in the playoffs or whether you are playing fantasy football, whatever it is. Go check out Locked On Fantasy. Also, check out the other teams. Check out our boy Javi over at Locked On Padres. He does a great job. Javi Pena does a great job there in the Locked On Network. Thank you so much for listening. I'm H-Town Wheelhouse. Let's go Astros. Let's beat the A's. Let's go back to our fourth consecutive ALCS and do it Houston strong. Y'all have a good one, and y'all make sure to tune into our show daily. Like, subscribe, and share with your closest friends and family. Y'all have a good day. I'm out.